want to do bad things. Drive a good car.
If it kills you, can perhaps kill somebody?
Yes, but I want to do hood rat stuff with my friends.
Yeah, hood rat shit, huh? With my hood rat friends, ayy. Everywhere we go, ayy. We be drinking hen, ayy. Shake that ass, bitch. Bounce that shit, ayy. Yeah, hood rat shit, huh? With my hood rat friends, ayy. Yeah, hood rat shit, huh?
Hey, 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 everyone. It's your favorite person in the world, Jamila Lewis, here on Confessions of a Broke Black Girl. I just wanted to start on my second episode by saying thank y'all for supporting the first one. You know, I got a lot of feedback talking about how much music I was including and what I should be talking about. I included a lot of music, obviously, because it was my first episode and I had no idea what I was going to talk about. But also, I think that pop culture and music references so much of how a person feels, what they're going through. It can really give you a great perspective to who someone is. So my shows will actually have quite a bit of music in it, and hopefully you kind of understand my mentality through that and why I choose to include certain music. So the song that you just heard in the beginning was Hood Rat Shit by Meg Thee Stallion. That is my shit. When I listen to that, I think of all my friends. I think of going out. I think about the shit I used to do in high school when I used to get drunk and it wasn't legal. And I just love the whole vibe that that song puts me on. So I feel really elevated. It's like a kind of refresher. It's getting up in the morning, brushing my teeth, getting my day started. Like, yeah, I'm going to be on my shit type of song. So I think that music is really relevant. And so you'll hear me talk about and reference a lot of music within my podcast. So this episode is going to be focused on the podcast that I originally wanted to start, which was First Year Out. I think that was a great idea. I still want to do it. And you'll probably hear me have a series of conversations about just recently graduating and talking to people who have just graduated or are about to graduate and going to different things in their life. But the reason why I really didn't start that one, and as I said, in the first episode, is because I wanted this podcast to be focused on my life. So First Year Out, I really had a plan to kind of come on here and talk to you all about why my life was such a clusterfuck after graduating, to be honest. I didn't know how to fathom being graduated and going through new life experiences, and I really started developing a lot of anxiety and depression with that whole experience. So while I really wanted to do the podcast for First Year Out, just the idea of it currently still being my first year out of college and just finding these new paths of life is really difficult. So I changed it to Confessions of a Broke Black Girl because I realized how not only my college experiences helped navigate and help get me to the point where I am, but it was my childhood and what I see myself doing in the future. Now, my childhood is a whole nother thing. A whole nother thing we'll have a few episodes on as well. But college definitely was my peak. It was my peak time. I was able to find a lot of self-love for myself. I was able to really discover what I loved and what kind of people I loved and who I liked to be around, and if I cared about social justice issues and tons of other things. College really defined who I was, and that's why First Year Out was my initial idea, because like I said, my childhood was really different, and it was really different. And from just that few months from being a high school student in Reno, Nevada, to coming to Las Vegas and being a freshman here and continuing my life here until I graduated, has definitely altered my perspective as well as helped me grow a lot as an individual.
Guess who with me? I'm back, bitch. Pull up to the mall looking like a snack, bitch. Money bag Renny, that bitch. Y'all hoes out here playing catfish. Really, y'all hoes trying to lie on me. Tupac, bitch, y'all lies on me. Lurking my page trying to spy on me. Do me one favor, die on me. They keep blonde hair with the ass. First class touchdown to the bag. Rich bitch, yeah, I came from the rags. Take K, do the race to the cash. I be bouncing on the dick like Tigger. Head game make a nigga get shivers. Good pussy is the best out the litter. If he lick this shit, it's gon' purr when he hit her. Fuck him up, sis. 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 Let me teach you how to get to the bag. Number one, never spend your own cash. Number two, never judge by the swag. 9 times out of 10, a rich nigga won't brag. You can tell what he got by his keys. If he don't push start, tell the broke nigga, please. Cause the grip YSL on my hip, and I ain't talking about tags when I say I got drip. Pussy so wet, don't drown in it. Nigga can't last 5 minutes. Size don't matter, don't need inches. If your bank account long like 9 digits. I know my body incredible. Get from that cornbread and vegetables. I might fit you in my schedule. For the right price, I might get a little flexible. Fuck 'em up, sis. Fuck 'em up, sis. Fuck 'em up, sis. Fuck 'em up, sis.
Put it all in his face. Ass fast can wait.
Fuck 'em up, sis.
Make a play like you wait.
Fuck 'em up, sis.
This a boss bitch play.
Fuck 'em up, sis.
Put it all in his face. Ass fast can wait.
Fuck 'em up, sis.
Make a play like you wait.
Fuck 'em up, sis.
This a boss bitch play.
Fuck 'em up, sis.
I think first year out will definitely be something I'm touching on further in the future because, like I said, it really influenced me. But for right now, I really want to develop this Confessions of a Broke Black Girl. So, as I said, this episode is to talk about the reasons why I did not do first year out, but I want to expand on this topic of why I chose Confessions of a Broke Black Girl. So, as many of y'all know, I'm broke. I'm super broke, as many college students are, but I'm crazy broke. So after graduating college, and see, this is why I said I was going to focus on this. After graduating college, I worked at UNLV, and because I was no longer a student there, I no longer had a position available for me as a program assistant. So that means I had to go into the real world and start looking for jobs, which before I graduated, I was already applying for, but I wasn't getting any callbacks. So that filled me with a lot of anxiety. As soon as I graduated, the week later, I went to Reno, Nevada to escape anxiety and depression of graduating because I didn't have my career chosen. I didn't have my dream job. All my friends were still in college and going to get their masters and doing these amazing things, and it was just really bad. So I went to Reno, and I decided to come back here and to Las Vegas and try to find a job, but that was still difficult. So when my grandfather offered me the opportunity to go to Trinidad and Tobago, I took it, and we dipped. I was gone for a few months, and it was amazing. Then, after my vacation, after Carnival, after going and having a great time with my family, eating, gaining some weight, because I was finally eating regularly and more healthy than I was while I was stressing in college trying to graduate, after coming back, I really decided to try to find a job. And that was so difficult because I do a lot of advocacy for a plethora of social justice issues. So as soon as I got back, I went to D.C. for 2 weeks, then I went to Carson City, then I came back to Vegas, and I had a little self time, some mindfulness time. I went to Coachella, came back from Coachella, and then I was still looking for a job here in Vegas, and it was becoming stressful. It was becoming daunting. It was becoming, I don't know, real lonely and real, it was kicking at my ego because I felt like I was failing, and it really hurt. So, I came back and I was looking for a job, and I said I'd never go back to a call center. I'll never do that again in my life, because that's just not the career path I wanted to do. I felt like I graduated college to spend 4.5 years getting this degree. I should be working in my field. So, I told myself I would never go back to a call center, but I needed money. I need to pay bills. I have student debt. I have actual debt that I still haven't paid off, or that student debt. So I was stressed to the max. So I went back to the call center. And after working at the call center for, 2.5, 3 months, I decided I was done with that again. I cannot do it. I don't want to do it. So I decided to look for another career path. And if anyone knows me, well, I hope that many of y'all are listening know me. But for those of y'all who really know me, know I love programming. I love nonprofit work, and I love programming. I live for it. I would quit any job in my whole entire life to commit myself to it, because I think it's so crucial. I think it's an important part of civic engagement and really helping our community. So, I decided I didn't want to work at the call center, so I decided to apply for a few jobs here in Las Vegas with places like Opportunity Village and, where else did I apply? I applied for Opportunity Village, the ACLU, I tried for the Boys and Girls Club, I even tried to apply to, work, I applied to work anywhere, I can't even tell you all right now, but I applied to work so many places, and because of the lack of experience, I couldn't get hired anywhere, and that's a slap in the face when you just spent 4.5 years getting this degree so that you would be qualified for a position, and then they tell you because you just spent 4.5 years getting this degree that you're not qualified for this position. So I decided to go a different route, and I was going to have to make some money, so I was thinking maybe I can go back to retail, but I hated retail. I hate selling clothes, and that's just not something I want to do. So, I'm thinking, become a cocktail waitress, become a server, what should I do? And I decided that I was going to become a salesperson, and I was going to work at a car dealership, because if there's anything I have a talent in, it's talking. I've been talking to y'all for about 10 minutes nonstop, no additional music, as I got some complaints for, and been able to really tell how I'm feeling and what I mean and express myself to its truest, to my truest ability. So, I decided I was going to become a car salesperson, and I got the job, my new job at Sahara Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram here in Las Vegas, off of Decatur and Sahara, if you want to come buy a car from me. But this was a step. It was a positive step in the direction of which I wanted to go for my life. I wanted to change my career path. I wanted to learn, and I'm still going to focus on nonprofit work. I'm still going to do my social justice work, but I needed something which was more than just going to the job and sitting on the phone all day, but something where I got to engage and be with people. So that is where I'm at now. So the reason why first year out never happened is because I'm still going through it, and I think it's hard to really talk to others and convey myself about that, something that gives me so much anxiety, and I can't perceive it myself. So, here we have confessions of a broke black girl in wake of that, because I wanted people to understand that this is not just a college standpoint, but this is my life. This is what I'll continue to go through until maybe I'll have confessions of a well-off black girl. So, yeah, this podcast is really for me to get the ball rolling in the right direction, and same with my new job. I want to take off in a different direction, in which I have been procrastinating to for quite some time. I've really been prolonging my destiny, and I thought it was time to take action on it. So, I hope y'all got a little bit more understanding of why I started Confessions of a Broke Black Girl. this is the end of your second episode, and I hope to hear from y'all soon. Please remember to keep sending in your comments. You can DM me them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, or you can definitely email them to me, and I'll post that information up how to get in contact with me later. But thank y'all for tuning in. Peace, love, and chicken grease. Jamila.
Hey y'all, just a quick FYI. Confessions of a Broke Black Girl does not own any of the rights to the music played on this podcast. The music added to this podcast is from my playlist, just to give y'all a general idea of what kind of things I like to listen to. Now, if you'd like to know the artist or the song, I can definitely include that information in the comment section below. So please don't forget to like and comment so I can answer all of your questions. Thank y'all.
She bad, 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 she b man, my swag. All the niggas harass. All the bitches wanna be her friend now. She laugh. She buy a man up in the cool. She got niggas and bitches too. She wear all white to church. Ooh. Only Birkin, not Dooney and Burke. Ooh. Birkin bad, fuck a tag. Fuck me and she fuck me bad. Whispered in her ear, you got these bitches beat, they running laps. Know you something special, you figured it out, you from the trap. Step out wearing that dress, showing that ass, and it's a fucking rap. That ass, 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 that ass. She bad, 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 she bad. Gucci bag, Gucci bag, Gucci bag, Fendi bag, Prada bag, Louis bag, Gucci bag, Gucci bag, Birkin bag, Chanel bag.